Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. Girl,
Bobby Darin bringing us back the late, great Bobby Darin. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Josh Costell is our guest. Josh is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 10 years pretty soon. We'll celebrate his 10th anniversary. He's the author of The Science of Self-Success, and we're talking about, and the creator of the Measure Max system, measuremax.com, by the way, is his website. We're talking about some things that you need to get straight. You need to get figured out before you send people to a sales seminar. Whether you're B2C or B2B, Josh, I know most of your stuff is B2B, but I spoke recently to an event where all the people were B2C, and they were there for a 3-day seminar. And the first thing we talked about in the previous segment was you got to make sure you send people who have the desire to learn, to get better, to become more professional, to be more deliberate and more introspective about what they're doing as a professional salesperson. Tell us about the second one. What's the second thing we need to pay attention to?
I think that what we found, Jim, is that, again, especially with all people, but especially with experienced salespeople, is that you have to make sure that what you're sending to them to the sales trip, that's focusing on substance, not style. Because you're not going to change the style of an experienced person, most people. They like who they are. They like their style.
The style is who they are. It's their personality. It's what makes them different from everybody else, right?
Right, exactly. And so that's why when I see a lot of these programs or training programs that seem to require a style change, to me, it's the reason why I don't think they get the results that they expect. The most important thing is that if you can give them substance and it can be applied to their style, they run with it.
Hmm. Well, there's no question about it this is a tough one here, because this is where you get into the debate about how much of sales is art and how much of it's science, right?
Right.
And style and substance are euphemisms for art and science and sales. And
exactly.
And this has been debated for a long, long time. And I've debated this with me over the years many times. And being a professional salesperson is a little bit of both, isn't it? It's style and substance. It's art and science, isn't it?
It is. Now, as I tell people that attend the training, is that to me the art part is how you build the rapport. You know, the comfort level. The substance part is what do you need to find out? What information do you need to provide? And, you know, I always joke that, you know, a professional salesperson has mastered the science of, you know, gathering information that's beneficial to them at a greater rate than which they give out information that's detrimental to them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the substance part is definitely, to me, you know, what information do you need to make an objective decision? I think the art part is the subjective part of how you deal with people.
Well,
Go ahead. The other thing is that I think most people that go to a sales training program, they want to know that what they're learning applies to the uniqueness of their industry.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think that.
So are you saying you need to find them an industry related sales seminar, or to me, one is the business of selling, and the other is the business of your industry.
Right. Exactly. And I think that often they're viewed as two mutually exclusive types of training. And there are programs out there that actually combine those two.
Well, I can see that. But the main thing you want to make sure, though, is that your people realize that regardless of the product they're selling, they have to connect with people as a human being. You have to realize
Absolutely.
What's going on. It doesn't matter if you're selling hairpins or helicopters. You've got to be able to connect with people in the way that they want, with their expectations as they define them right now. And that's irrespective of the industry. And that's the kind of training I think they need above and beyond the industry.
Well, Jim, you're right. I'm right there with you on that. As you know, the way that I define that is that you need to focus on what their goals are. What do they want to accomplish? And if you do that and they know you're sincere about seeing whether you can help them achieve those goals, I think that's how you build the rapport and, you know, that human touch with someone.
Right, absolutely. No, and that's all part of the when you send somebody to a seminar, folks, a training seminar, and in this case we're talking about sales, make sure that they know what your goals are for making this investment, and make sure you know what their goals are for going, and maybe you even interview people. If you can only send one, you interview people to make sure you got the right candidate to go to this thing. Because one thing you're going to want them, a lot of small business owners want someone to go to a seminar and then come back and share what they learned with everybody else. Make sure you send somebody who can do that. Let's take a quick break. Come right back and talk some more about this with our good friend Josh Costell. MeasureMax.com is his website. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.